بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Inshallah ta'ala, we will today talk about the three verses of Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq, and then Surah Al-Nas. And we will go ahead and interpret their meanings in the English language. First, I will start with Surah Al-Ikhlas. Surah Al-Ikhlas is recited as follows.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
So as you can see, the مقرئ, the reciter, started his recitation for Surah Al-Ikhlas. He first started by saying the basmala, by saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim means I start my recitation with the name of Allah, the one who deserves to be worshipped, who is Ar-Rahman, the one who is very merciful to Muslims and non-Muslims in this life, and who is merciful to the Muslims only in the hereafter. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ It means, O Muhammad, say that Allah is one without a partner. So Allah is one in Godhood. He has no partner to Him in the self or the attributes. And also Al-Ahad, some scholars, they said it means the one who is not a body, the one who is indivisible, and that is because he is not a body, because the body has specifications. Someone specified it, and Allah is the one who created it. So قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ It means, O Muhammad, say, Allah is one, He has no partners in the self and in the attributes, and He is indivisible, He is not a body. Allahu Samad. It means all creations need Allah and He does not need any of them. Allah Ta'ala is Samad. Everyone is in need to Allah and He is not in need of any of the creations. He is the one to whom all resort in all types of adversities. He does not benefit from His creations, and He does not ward any harm off Himself by them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need us, He does not need the creations, He does not need the heavens or the earth or the throne. We are in need of Allah. Our prayers are for our benefit so that we are rewarded for them on the Day of Judgment. But Allah is not in need for our worship. We are in need for Allah the Exalted. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ This verse means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not part of something and nothing is part of Him, basically. Nothing was born out of Him, so no one inherits Him. He was not born, so no one shares property with Him. He is not the origin of anything, and He did not originate from anything. So He's not part of something, and nothing came out or is part of Him. He has no equal in any way. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ It means Allah Ta'ala has no equal in any way. Absolutely nothing resembles Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This verse clears Allah from having a partner, clears Allah from being a body shaped or being in a place or with limits, clears Allah from needing any of His creations whatsoever, and clears Allah from having a son or a father or a mother, and clears Allah from having anyone that is equal to Him. No one is equal to Allah. Nothing resembles Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the creator of all the creations. He exists His existence is unlike our existence. He exists without a beginning and without a place. He does not reside in the heavens. He does not occupy the places as some ignorant people might imagine. Allah is not imagined in the mind. The scholars of Islam mention that there are several attributes that were mentioned in the Quran repeatedly. Among them is oneness, meaning that Allah is one. He has no partner. Existence, it means Allah exists without a beginning and without an end and without a place. Eternity, it means Allah has no beginning and no ending. Everlastingness, Allah has no ending. The non-needness of others, Allah does not need any of His creations. The powerful, Allah has power to do anything He wills. The will, Allah is able to do whatever He wills. The knowledge, Allah's knowledge is inclusive. He knows about everything before they happen, when they happen. And the knowledge of Allah does not change. Hearing and sight, Allah hears everything and sees everything without organs, without parts. Allah is attributed with life. His life is without a beginning and without an ending. Allah is attributed with speech. His speech is not a letter or sound or voice or language. Allah is clear from resembling the creation in any way. Those attributes are amongst the attributes of Allah which the scholars said every accountable person must know them. The attributes of Allah are countless. However, these 13 attributes were mentioned in the Quran repeatedly, and they all clear Allah from resembling the creation in any way. Allah does not dwell in things, and Allah is not in everything. It is wrong to say Allah is everywhere, or that Allah occupies the heavens, or the skies, or the directions. Allah exists without a place, without a beginning. The six directions do not contain Allah. Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi said, "The six directions do not contain Allah." And Imam Dhunnun al-Misri and Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, "Whatever you imagine in your mind, Allah is different from that." So this is the belief of the Muslim, that Allah exists as He existed before the creation, without being in a place or a direction, without a how, without a manner of being, bila kayf. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq stated, as related by Abu al-Qasim al-Qushayri, which was a great Ash'ari scholar, in his book Ar-Risalah al-Qushayriya, he said, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq said, "Whoever claims that Allah is in something, or on something, or from something, commits shirk," which is a type of blasphemy. Because Allah is not part of something, and nothing was originating from Him. Nothing came out of Him. Allah created all the creations. He existed eternally without a place, without a direction, and now He exists as He existed, without a place and without a direction. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast on the creed of the Prophet. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast on the creed that nothing resembles Allah in any way, and that Allah has no beginning, no shape, and no form, and that Allah exists without a place, and Allah knows best. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and I ask Allah to increase our knowledge. Inshallah, today we shall talk about Suratul Falaq, and we shall explain and interpret it in the English language. Suratul Falaq is recited as follows.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq min sharri ma khalaq wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab wa min sharri nafathati fil 'uqad وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ.
And as you heard, the reciter started reciting Surah Al-Falaq by saying Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim, which is the Basmala. And again, the Basmala, or saying Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim, means I start my recitation with the name of Allah, the one who deserves to be worshipped, who is Rahman, the one who is merciful to the Muslims and non-Muslims in this life, and who is Ar-Rahim, the one who is merciful to Muslims only in the hereafter. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقُ It means, O Muhammad, say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord, creator and sustainer of the dawn. مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقُ And from the evil of what he created. So, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of the dawn, from the evil of what he created, such as the devil and the fire, because Allah created everything. Both the good and the evil are created by Allah, but the good is accepted by Allah and it is ordered by Allah, but the evil is disapproved and Allah ordered us to avoid it. So this verse is a proof that everything inclusively is created by Allah. The devil is created by Allah, the fire is created by Allah, but Allah ordered us to do the good deeds and avoid the bad deeds, and to avoid following the temptations of the devil. مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقُ وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ And from the evil of the night when it comes. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ And from the evil of the witches who blow on knots. So you are asking Allah, you are seeking refuge and protection with Allah from the evil witches who blow on knots. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ And the evil of the covetous one when he covets. So you are seeking refuge. You are seeking protection. And this is in brief the interpretation of Surah Al-Falaq. Now we will move on to Surah Al-Nas and inshallah we shall interpret it as well. Surah Al-Nas is recited as follows.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم
So again, the reciter started reciting Surah Al-Nas, but he started by saying the Basmala, the saying of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And again, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim means, I start my recitation with the name of Allah, the one who deserves to be worshipped, and the creator of all the creations, who is merciful to Muslims and non-Muslims in this life, and who is merciful to Muslims only in the hereafter. And he started with the first ayah, or the first verse. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ This ayah means, O Muhammad, say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord, the Creator, the Sustainer of mankind. Malikin Nas, the second verse. Malikin Nas means the owner of mankind. Ilahin Nas, the only God of mankind. Min sharril waswasil khannas, from the evil of the whisperer who withdraws when the name of Allah is mentioned. So, you are seeking refuge with Allah min شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ from the evil of the whisperer who is the devil who is al-khannas. He is the whisperer who whispers to the people But he withdraws when the name of Allah is mentioned. So if you say Bismillah, the devil will withdraw. He will leave. That whispering, inshallah, will go away when you mention the name of Allah. الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ, who whispers in the hearts of creations, مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ, among the jinn and mankind. So you are seeking refuge with Allah, the Lord of mankind, the only God of mankind, from the evil of the whisperer, who withdraws when the name of Allah is mentioned, who whispers in the hearts of the creations among the jinn and mankind. This is the meaning of Surah An-Nas. And now Surah An-Nas and Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Ikhlas, it is very strong guard and protection, tahseen, from the devil and from the evil. At night, before you sleep and when you wake up, you should recite those verses. Each one you should recite it 3 times. And you should make sure the letters are pronounced properly. Now that you understood and you listened to the meaning and the interpretations of those verses, every time you recite it with khushu', with submission in the heart. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the devil and to protect us from the evil and to keep us guided, and we ask Allah to increase our knowledge, and Allah knows best.